Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1020. We're learning today Leila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabaron Zisel. Leila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. Lerfua Shalema Sara Fega Bas Leia Nechama. Lerfua Shalema Rivka Bas Merim Yehudas. Getting back to our Malacha of Mechabe, extinguishing a fire. Okay, so we've been talking about the last few shiurim, in general, about that a large chunk of the malacha of mechabe has to do with malacha shein tzricha legufa, whereby one is putting it out not for the positive effect, for even though they have a mind to do the malacha. Okay, we want to just move on a little bit to go through a little bit from the Sefer Shabbos home. He brings on some various interesting, important points, which I brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. And we'll see how they apply. But first we want to get an outline a little bit as to where these halachas come up. So he starts off page 466, and again, Sefer Shabbos home. He's the three ways that one could be over mavir, or at least the malach shein tzricha leguf, or whatever the case is, how to distinguish a fire. We spoke about the act of putting out a fire is not only actually putting it out, it's putting it out, number one, right? Decreasing the size of the fire, we spoke about that's another way. We said removing fuel from the fire is another way. Okay, so he brings out, he explains further that he says any and all of these methods of extinguishing a fire would violate the Isser of Mavir, whether it's the Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa part or the Deraisa. That's not the issue right now. Right now we're talking, we want to get back to what is Mavir all about. Okay, so he brings out a few important cases just to keep in mind, and then we'll see, we'll branch out from there, Bezras Hashem, a little bit down the road. He says, number one, extinguishing a fire by pouring liquid on it is, we all understand, you pour water, you pour any type of liquid onto a fire in general, a fire that you want us to be careful. Of course, some fires you can't pour liquid, but we're not going to get into that right now. That is mavir, pouring liquid on a fire. Now, there's other ways also besides the three different ways that we spoke about extinguishing a fire by blowing on it. There's another way. In other words, if a wind comes, right, as we know, wind comes, sometimes Rahman al-Sanu could spread a fire, but many times a wind comes and blows out a fire. Somebody has a candle, right? I have a candle. If I blow, right, during the week, I have a candle, I blow on the candle, it goes out, and that's it. That's called extinguishing the fire. Now, so he explains that it's not only when one blows with their mouth, there are other ways also. This refers not only to a case in which a person blows out a fire by the mouth, like we said, but to any case when we talk about blowing out a fire. Now, I want to just work a minute on the when the wind comes, whether one that one blows or from outside or whatever. So he explains further that there are various different type of cases whereby a wind could come, whether one's mouth, a window, a door, or so on, and it could blow out a fire. So that's what he explains. But it applies to any case in which a person extinguishes a fire by directing a current of air onto it. Okay, so what do we mean by that? What would be some examples, examples that I brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, which we'll try and get to? One example would be opening a door swiftly next to a lit candle. Somebody has their leichter, right? Let's say they have their candles are lit, and it's right near a door. You open a door quickly, and so you have two ways. You have, number one, the door itself could make a wind, right? Somebody opens the door very quickly. The door itself could make a wind and blow the candles. You could also have a person opens the door going to the outside and there's a wind outside, right? And that blows the candle. So you have these various different type of ways. Now there's another way also, which we'll talk about, the Shulchan Aruch talks about, somebody could have, we don't have it so much today, but I don't think we have it at all today, but somebody could have a candle on their door, right? A candle with oil, possibly, when they move the door, even without a wick with oil, even a regular candle, when they move the door, that is another way of possibly the movement itself, making the wind and so on, to put out the candle. So these are all various different important ways to keep in mind, which we want to talk about. Another case brought down the Shulchan Aruch, which we want to get to Bezras Hashem, would be opening up a window near burning candles, right? Somebody has their leichter, or they have any candle for that matter, and they have, it's hot in the air, I want to open up the window. Boom, you open up the window to outside, in comes a wind, blows out the candle. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Another way would be opening up the window near burning candles where the wind will extinguish the flames. Again, depending on the size of the wind, but we're going to see the practical applications. We'll see how that works. Another way, which is a simple way, which we understand, smothering a fire by placing something over it. Obviously, we understand that. Now, the cases that we brought down before are the Gale Lamaisa, and we have to see how that works. Somebody has candles, a person opens the door. Somebody has candles, they want to open up a window, right? It's hot. What do I do? Could I open the window? Can I open the window? Is it blowing outside? Not blowing outside? What do I do? Okay, now, Another way he explains, which we spoke about before, I just want to get the sort of like set up the klolim, you know, the various different ways, and then we'll try and apply them and see what the halachas are in those situations. Even if one does not extinguish a fire, we spoke about this way back in the beginning, even if one does not extinguish a fire completely, but merely decreases its size, the person has transgressed the malacha of extinguishing. Accordingly, one may not tilt a lit oil lamp, right? Somebody has a lit oil lamp. We said there was, we spoke about in the case of Mishabura, moving a table that has a lit oil lamp. For by doing so, right, if you tilt it, one causes some of the oil to move away from the wick, thereby decreasing the size of the flame, okay? Therefore, one carrying a table with a lit oil lamp, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, and there's a lit oil lamp, or somebody has a leichter with oil or so on that's upon it, must be careful not to carry it too quickly, lest they cause the oil to move away from the wick, and thereby having the problem of mavir, the problem of machabe, or mavir, when it goes closer. So that's an important thing to keep in mind, which we spoke about all the way in the beginning. Okay, so just one more quick case that he brings down also, which we went through, but just again, we're trying to set up the klalim. One who removes fuel from a fire causes the fire to go out more quickly. Okay, so what do we have some examples? And that is a violation of the melacha, like we saw, of extinguishing a mechabe. Accordingly, one may not remove oil from a lit oil candle, oil lamp, right? One wants to take out a little bit of oil, we said that, or even to cut off part of a lit candle. Let's say somebody cuts off part of a candle that's lit, or cuts even a psila, part of the wick, possibly, which is could be other issues also. But that's all part of making the fire go out quicker. So again, it's very important to keep all these things in mind, so it's not just actually putting out the fire. Any way, shape, and form that one is causing the fire to decrease or go out quicker, in all these cases that we spoke about, is the Isser of Mavir. Okay, we're going to continue next time and move into other areas and then hopefully branch out from there. Be'ezras Hashem, thank you for listening. Aslachem Baruch, Kol Tov.